This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an event that's going to be coming up here in just a couple of days, and it's going to be the 37th annual Llama Fest at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds, and it'll be coming up on August 30th and 31st. To talk more about that, I have the Vice President of the Michigan Llama Association, Jessica Bain. And Jessica, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
First off, before we get into the crux of the event itself, Jessica, tell us a little bit about the Michigan Llama Association. Now, probably there's people out there would think, I didn't know there was such a thing.
Sure. Yep. So the Michigan Llama Association celebrated its 30th anniversary last year. It was started as a way for the different llama farms and people that own llamas in general to get together to hold a couple shows every year. So, for example, this year we've had three different shows, two in the spring and then upcoming Llama Fest. And it's also a good way that we get together to learn and educate the public. Many of our members go to parades, schools, libraries, daycares, all those kinds of places, just so the public can interact with llamas and alpacas. And then we also hold an annual meeting where we have speakers come in to educate our members on llama care and management and health and things like that. So it's really a great organization to spread the interest in llamas around the state and in a few other states, and also to educate our members and provide them a way to have a community.
Jessica, how popular is it to have llamas or alpacas here in Michigan?
I think there's between 150 and 200 farms or so in Michigan, anywhere from, you know, some of our farms that have near 100 llamas down to, you know, maybe just a couple as kind of backyard pets. So there are not a lot of them, but it's a fairly small community, and we enjoy sharing our animals with others as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned about, you know, having some as pets. Is that primarily what people will have them for, as having them as pets?
It can really vary a lot. Some people with llamas show sometimes even at a national level. Some people use their llamas for their fiber. That's one of the things I do. I have a fiber business. But other people will make their own items that they wear, or we make rugs or dryer balls or all those kinds of things. Some people use them for events. So as I mentioned, parades. Some people take them to weddings and other event birthday parties and things like that. Some people just have them as pets. They're also used for packing, especially out west, not as much in Michigan, but some people will take them on hikes. You can train llamas to drive and pull a cart, so some people do that. So there's really a lot of different things you can do with llamas. And alpacas, I don't want to forget them.
Yeah.
They're more on the fiber end, or the pet end, is what we do with our alpacas. But there's definitely some of those alpacas out there that visit the public and do different public events as well.
Fascinating. I did not realize. I've been learning a few things myself here, Jessica, so this is great.
No problem.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's all about, to get people to know more about the Llama Association and the reason for, you know, people using llamas and alpacas as well. So tell us about the event that's going to be coming up August 30th and 31st at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds, Jessica.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it's the 37th annual Llama Fest. The last several years, Llama Fest has been held at the MSU Pavilion, but this year we decided to bring it to Adrian instead. And we have around 100 llamas or so every year that come to Llama Fest. They're typically from Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, but we do get sometimes some llamas from even further than that.
Okay.
During the show, we have a variety of classes. There's halter classes where the llamas are judged on their conformation or how they're put together, and those are divided into male and female classes and different fiber types of llamas. And then we also have performance classes, obstacles, trail, and then PR, which is public relations obstacles, or obstacles you'd find if you went out to a parade or a birthday party, and then pack obstacles, where the llama has to carry a pack and go through obstacles you'd find if you went out on a trail. And we also have a youth judging class where the youth are judging those types of classes. We have a costume class where we dress the llamas up in different costumes. We have a few fun classes, like a paper chain obstacle class where you have just like a little cray paper lead rope and your llama has to go through the obstacle course with that. So we do a lot of fun things. We also are going to have several vendors that sell llama, alpaca, and fiber-related items that will be available for sale during the show. And we also have just like you can walk through the stalls and meet and interact with all the people that that have llamas there at the show. We're always willing to let people pet our llamas and maybe get a llama kiss or two or things like that. But it's a lot of fun.
Get a llama kiss.
Yeah.
I think
the show's going to be starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday with our halter classes, and we'll do some fun classes later on. And then most of our performance classes are going to be on Sunday, and that, again, will start at 8 a.m.
Okay, and then is there a closing time to the show each day then, Jessica?
Not specifically. Probably it'll wrap up around 6 or 7 p.m. on Saturday, and then Sunday probably around 4 or 5 p.m. It just sort of depends on how quickly we get through classes.
Okay, very good. Now, is this open to the, obviously, it sounds like this is open to the public to attend, right?
Oh, for sure. Yes, it's free for the public to come.
Okay, very good. And it's a great way to be able to learn more about these animals. And who knows, maybe somebody gets the incentive of maybe wanting to own one, right, Jessica?
Oh, yes, we will have, there's several breeders that will be there, can answer lots of questions. Some people may have llamas for sale right at the show, or they may have animals back home that they have available for sale. It's definitely a great place to come learn about llamas if it's something that you're interested in. We usually have a couple alpacas at Llama Fest also, but it's not as large of a population as what we get with our llamas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a fascinating 2 days. They're at the 37th annual Llama Fest that's going to be held at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds August 30th and 31st, starting at 8 a.m. each day, and on Saturday probably ending around 6 o'clock and maybe around 5 o'clock on Sunday. Free, it's open to the public. This would be a great thing to bring the kids to, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. We're also going to have a really great food vendor. Box Alarm Barbecue, who's going to have food available, breakfast, lunch, dinner Saturday, and breakfast and lunch on Sunday. So you can definitely bring kids, bring families, spend the day, meet llamas, have some great food, shop our vendors. It'll be a really great time to come out to.
Wow, wow. Well, this is really interesting, and I think it's wonderful that you selected Adrienne to be the location this year for the Llama Fest, and we certainly thank you so much for that. I mean, we got a lot of Michigan State people around here, so they're going to be happy to hear that you moved it from MSU down to Adrienne, Jessica.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go Green for all those Spartan fans.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been associated with the Michigan Llama Association, Jessica?
I've been a member of the board for 2 years, but I've raised llamas for almost 25 years, and I've been a member of the MLA during most of that time.
Wow. And how difficult is it to raise llamas? Or isn't, and maybe it's not difficult at all?
They're really a fairly easy animal to raise compared to a lot of the other livestock species.
Yeah.
There's some different things you have to know about. They do obviously have fiber. That's one of the things we use them for. So with the heat and humidity that we've been all experiencing here in Michigan, you usually have to make sure that they're sheared or shorn in the summertime so that they don't get overheated.
Sure.
They need their nails trimmed, on a once or twice yearly basis. There's some other management things, but they're fairly easy to take care of. They're fairly hardy and tolerant of a lot of things, and they have really great personalities. So, easy to develop a relationship with your llama and have them, whether they're pets or fiber producers or show stock or different things like that. They're a really great animal to work with.
Excellent, excellent. Jessica Bain, who is the vice president of the Michigan Llama Association, I thank you so much for taking time to talk with us here on the program and to give a little bit more publicity about the Llama Fest. Again, it's going to be held at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds on August 30th and 31st. It's free. It's open to the public. And you'll be able to get something to eat, too, while having a lot of fun watching the llamas and alpacas as well. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the program.
You're very welcome, and thanks for having me.
My guest has been Jessica Bain, the Vice President of the Michigan Llama Association. I'm Dale Gartner. This has been Community Conversation, and we'll talk again soon.